Now listen to me when I read from the Word of God, Psalms 103, the first four verses.
我们愿意一起读诗篇103篇前面的四节。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. Who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion.
诗篇103篇第一到第四节。我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，凡在我里面的也要称颂他的圣名。我的心呢，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，他以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
I would like to share with youthis incident that happened exactly a month ago, right after the last sharing meeting.
我想在这里就着上个月的交通聚会完了以后，就是整整一个月以前发生在我身上的一点事情。
It was a Monday, so as usual, Brother Wong had to go for his dialysis.
因为是星期一，王弟兄要像以前一样要去做肾脏的透析。
And that was the day when his kidney doctor is supposed to come around to check him out.
那天那个肾科的那个医生要来给他做常规的检查。
But they started the treatment late, so as usual, when I was supposed to go back to pick him up, I had to go a little early so that I could see his doctor.
他那天就是开始治疗的晚了一点，我像平常一样我要去把他接过来，因为我要去见那个医生，所以我要出发的就早一点。
Now his treatment normally takes about 3 hours, but since he started late, so I realized that it would be almost around 1 or after 1 when he could finish, and by the time he came home for lunch, it would be very late.
因为他一般的治疗要花3个小时的时间，那天他又开始的晚了一点，所以平时是在1点钟可以回到家，所以我就觉得他可能回到家以后吃午饭就会很晚。
So before I left, I decided to warm up his lunch so that when he came home, it wouldn't take too long to warm it up for him.
我就决定在我出门以前，我把这个饭给热一下，当他回来以后就不需要花很多的时间来热。
So I started doing that, and then I looked at the clock, and I could see that I have a few minutes, about 10 minutes to spare. So I said, well, I'll go up, to check my email.
我就开始，然后开始了以后，然后我就抬头看了一下那个钟表，然后觉得好像还有10分钟的多余的时间，所以我就决定要上楼去检查，看一下我的电子邮件。
Well, it so happened I had to reply to one of the emails, but by the time I finished, I looked at the clock, I said, wow, I was running off time.
而且那天碰巧我也要给别人一个回别人的一个邮件，当我完成了以后，我一看表，哦，我已经没有时间了。
So I rushed out and I went to the dialysis center and I got to meet his doctor and as usual, you see,By the time he finished, it was close to 1 o'clock, or maybe a little after 1.
所以我就赶快的冲出去，然后我到了那个洗肾中心，然后我见了他的医生，然后等他结束了以后呢，就像往常一样，已经是将近1点钟了。
So it was not until I was driving home that all of a sudden I remembered I forgot to turn off the stove.
当我开始开车。的时候我才突然想起来我家里面那个炉子我忘记关了。
But there's nothing I could do, you see. So I started praying and praying. I said, Oh Lord, deliver us, you see, give us your merciful protection.
在那个时候已经我没有什么可以做的，我就在那里不住的祷告，我说主啊，你请你救我们，也把你的恩慈给我们。
So sure enough, when I turned the corner, when I turned into the street,And there was a fire engine and the group of people, firefighters and cops and so on.
当我们真的是回到家，拐进那个弯，拐到街上，我们就看见那里面有一个救火车，有很多警察，还有一些人在那里。
So you would think I would start panicking, but strangely enough, I have this sense of relief because I could see the building, the house is still standing there.
我有一点开始惊慌，但是后来我还马上就缓和了一点，因为我看到那个房子还在那里。
Well, to make the long story short, you see, when I got in, I explained why, you see, I forgot to turn off the stove, and so on, so it started burning the whole thing.
当我们回到家了以后，我就开始跟他们解释，我就说我忘记把这个火关上了，然后所以他就开始起火。
Because all the windows were locked, all the doors were locked, when the firefighters got there, they had to break the lock of the front gate,And then had to take the whole door, the front door down, you see, to get into the house to turn off the stove.
那个因为当时的门和窗都锁上了，他们就要把这个大门给破烂了，然后进去，然后要把那个火给关上。
Anyway, you see, after they all left, then I looked at it and said, what am I going to do? You see, the gate couldn't lock and the whole door gone, you see, and...
当他们走了以后，我就在想，这怎么办呢？但那个院门也我没法锁了，然后这个房门也没有了。
The couple that lived behind our house, you see, our neighbor, you see, they were still there. They were there, you see, talking to the firefighters and so on. And the man started saying, "Hey, let me help you. You see, do a."Just a temporary fix, you see, so that at least, you can do, spend the night, you see, without fear.
我们后面住在我们后面的那个夫妻是我们的邻居，他们在那里本来跟那个救火员在讲，后来他们就跟我们说，让我来帮你，可以把这个暂时的帮你修一下，然后你晚上就可以睡觉的时候你就不用害怕了。
And you know what? You see, this man works for a construction company, so he was.A handyman.
你看这个人，他是给一个建筑公司来做事的，他是一个水暖工。
So in no time at all, you see, he even drove down to Home Depot in the shopping center nearby. You see, got a new lock, put it back in the gate, and then screw the whole door back there. Screwed it in.
不用多久，他就开车开到这个 Home Depot， 然后买了一些东西回来，然后把我们这个前院门给把锁放进去，然后把我们的这个房门也整个给安回去。
Well, the story didn't stop there because there are two things you see that makes it very clear that the Lord had been watching over us and He had done all this provision before even without our knowledge, without our prayer.
这个事情还没有结束，没有到那里就结束。我们又还有两件事情上看到，我们的主是在那里来看过我们，在我们还没有祈求的时候，他就来在那里帮助我们。
You see, it was this couple, when they were working in their backyard, they noticed the smoke billowing out of a kitchen window.
你看到他那个两夫妻，他们在他们的后院干活的时候，他们就看见有这个浓烟从我们的厨房里面冒出来。
The wife had been a housewife for some time. You see, he didn't have a job, and the man just recently started working the night shift. So both of them were home, during daytime.
这家做妻子的他就是他很久没有工作了，所以。她一直在家里面，她的丈夫呢也刚刚开始上夜班，所以那天呢两个人都在家。
So that's why you see they had time to work in their backyard, and then they saw it. They call the fire department.
所以他们有时间在后院里面做点家务活，所以他们看见了，他们就马上打电话给这个救火站。
Well, I just started praising the Lord, thanking the Lord for giving us, you see, this neighbor. They were so nice, they stayed behind and helped us.
我就在那里开始来赞美我们的主，因为他把这两个邻居给我们，他们在那里对我们非常好，他们留在后面来帮我们。
So in 2 weeks, you see, he got everything fixed.
在两个星期以内，所有的东西都修好了。
And then there's one more thing I learned about it.
还有，然后我就知道了里面还有一件事情。
He was a Catholic himself. You see, we could at least share a little bit about the Lord's grace with him. But you see, he said something. You know what? You see, my wife got a job now. You see, she just started working about 2 weeks ago.
他是一个天主教徒，所以我们还可以跟他来就着主给我们恩典有一点交通。他那天他就跟我们说，他说你知不知道我的太太两个星期以前刚找到一份工作，已经开始工作了。
So it was right after the incident.That the wife started working. So, if she had been, if she had a job and had to work during daytime, and if the man was somewhere else, nobody would have noticed that our kitchen is burning.
在那个事情以后的马上，他就开始上班。如果说是这个妻子还没有没有在家里面，她的丈夫也不在家里面，那个当房子起火的时候，就没有人能够注意到。
This you can see would not be coincidence. There's no coincidence with the Lord.
你就看见在那里面绝对不是偶然的，在我们主里面没有什么事情是偶然的。
He surely has been watching over those who belong to him.
他在那里，他为属于他的人，他在注视着他们，在看顾他们。
So it says here in Psalms, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none."Of his blessings.
在这里说，我的心呐，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
And also, you see, one hymn says, you see, always count his blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
就像一首诗歌里面唱到说，我们要数算他的恩典，我们一个一个的数，你就会被他的恩典来惊讶。
He's been so gracious to us, you see. He's really worthy to be praised, and may he all gain all glory.
他是实在是配得我们所有的称颂，我们也愿意他得着所有的荣耀。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
我觉得好像没有推卸的责任，要有点交通。
I feel like I cannot put this responsibility off anymore. I need to share.
可是我交通了，又怕我像从前一样的真骄傲。
But I'm afraid that I might have pride.
所以又不敢交通。
So I am hesitant to share.
那我不敢交通，又怕有现在的假谦卑。
If I don't share, but then I'm in fear of falling into trap of being pretending to be humble.
所以真的很为难。
So I'm in a great conflicting state.
就像一首歌说的，动也不是，静也不是。
Just like a hymn says, I don't know whether I should keep still or should move ahead.
因为都有己在里面。
And because it all involves the self.
大家可能有些人知道我在学房今年毕业了。
Maybe some of you know that I graduated from the Academy of Christ.
可能有更多的人惊讶我怎么现在才毕业。
And maybe even more of you are surprised at how it took so long for me to graduate.
因为读了八年。
Because I have studied for 8 years.
其实好多年前我们一直在想家里本来也蛮高兴，女儿大学毕业，妈妈学房毕业，正好同一年毕业，正好。
And in my family, that's actually quite a thing for celebration. My daughter graduated from college, and the mom graduated from the Academy of Christ in the same year.
结果女儿她提 比我前提早一年毕业，比我前毕业了，弄得我急得想赶也赶不上。
But actually, what happened was my daughter graduated a year before me, and I tried to rush, but I was not able to make it in time.
所以我心里说实在的，真的没有什么好夸耀的，只觉得自己其实很 slow。很慢。
So actually, in my heart, I don't feel that I have anything to boast about. I just feel that I've been very slow.
但是我在这里呢，也不是有夸耀基督学坊有什么好，千万不要误解我的意思。
And please don't misunderstand me. I'm not here to try and boast how good this Academy of Christ is.
我的意思是说，借着基督学坊这个平台，使我使我不会停留在只是观望神永远的旨意这座山的阶段。
But what I mean is that through the platform of this Academy of Christ, so that I would not stay still from a distance, just an observer of this hill of glory from afar.
我一直觉得在我们中间聚会的人比很多很多的教会的弟兄姊妹都要有 privilege, 都有很多的优势。
I've often felt that brothers and sisters who gather here in this place, are much more privileged than other brothers and sisters who are not gathering here.
因为我们这里特别强调神永远的旨意。
Because we have been stressing on the importance of the eternal purpose of God here.
当我第一次听到神永远的旨意的时候呢，我是什么感觉呢？
The first time I've heard about the eternal purpose of God, what was I feeling?
我感觉就是我在国内读研究生的时候，我的大师兄是戴培，是那个叫什么戴培的，就是他是学校里面付钱让他读，让他以后读出来要教什么都知道的。
I felt that when I was in mainland China, I was in graduate school, there were some older students who were being paid to study and they knew where they were going to, what they were going to do after they graduate, what they're going to teach.
当我选课的时候呢，我发现我们两个非常不一样，他是非常清楚他要选什么，我呢就是不知道我要选什么。
While we're trying to plan out our school year, then I would not know what to make my selection, the courses I would take on, but yet he would be so sure of himself and he knew exactly what class he was going to take.
So 第一次我知道神永远的旨意这件事情的时候，我好像觉得哎呀，我这下总算像我大师兄一样的，我知道我要干什么，因为你知道神要得到要做什么，你就知道那个方向，你就不会像迷失的人一样。
So when I first heard about the eternal purpose of God, I felt that I was standing in a similar position as my elder schoolmate, my alumni from that school, that I would know exactly where I would be going.
但我们听多的人有一个危险，就说你知道这个 knowledge 有一座的山在这里，但是你不爬，你等于不知道一样。
But even so, we have heard this message for so many times, there's still a danger. Even though you know there's this mountain here, and yet you refuse to climb it, then you are no better off than not knowing this at all.
这就像东令会说的，你卡在那里了，卡在神永远的旨意这里了。
And it's just like what we've been talking in the conference, you are stuck in the same place.
那我很感谢主，就是说神带我进了学房，我感觉就是说开始在爬。
And I thank the Lord, after I started studying in the Academy of Christ, I felt that I've started climbing.
我还不敢说我已经爬到哪里，可能只爬了一点点，只是我现在在往上爬就是了。
I cannot say how far I have reached. I'm just saying that I have climbed a little and I'm keep to climb up.
这个山呢，不容易爬，但是呢，你要为自己预备好一些同伴。
This mountain is not easy to climb and you need to prepare for yourself some companions to go with you.
我就感觉我在这个爬过程中，借助于学房的老师们，他在上面拉我。
I feel that in the process of climbing through the teachers in the Academy of Christ, they have been trying to pull me up.
借着同学们的交通分享，鼓励他们的见证，像云彩一样在周围，他在旁边扶我。
And through the fellow students, the other students in the Academy of Christ, they've been surrounding me like a cloud of witnesses, and they've been encouraging me and supporting me.
借着一些从后面真是在后的在先的一些弟兄姊妹的那个鼓励和见证，也包括我家里的妹妹他们在后面推我。
And also through some of the others who've been behind me, but even though they are behind, they might go ahead of me, and they've been pushing me from behind through other brothers and sisters, including my own sister.
那当然也有圣灵也有神的话的光照圣灵那跟我加水加粮，给我一直补充能量上去。
Of course, there's also the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is like water and like the bread that's been sustaining me and adding strength to me.
那还有借着一些主作业呀，看一些书啊，然后神的话的光照啊，让我可以把一些包袱扔掉。原来以为蛮重要的，慢慢的一点一点扔掉，我都就比较轻一点，往上减轻往上爬的那个。阻力了。
And through doing some of the homework and reading books and through other testimonies, I've been able to get rid of some of the burdens and some getting rid of these obstacles that have been resistant, the force of resistance that's been stopping me from climbing up.
这是我一个体会，我一个感受。
And this is some of how my feelings of how I feel.
因为我已经尝到了这个甜头，而且我不愿意停下来，我知道我前面的路还很远很高，我还要继续爬，所以我不想离开，所以继续还没有毕业，所以你们不要以为我毕业，我没毕业，我要一直读到主再来吧。
And because I have tasted some of this benefit, that's why I want to keep going, and you don't think that I have graduated, you know, I'm going to keep going on this path and climbing up, and I would keep doing until the Lord returns.
我在这里呢，因为要写一篇文章，也要一个总结对这八年来，然后其实我家的弟兄特有意思。
I needed to write an article to conclude my 8 years of study, and my husband also had some input.
他总在关键的时刻会画龙点睛一样。
And the key moments that he would add something important there.
他说八年抗战，我不知道你们知道，在国内打日本打了八年。他说八年抗战本来是你死我活的战争。
And he said the 8 years is just like the 8 years that the Chinese is fighting in the Sino-Japanese war. It would have been a life or death situation in a battle. Or you die and I live.
但是你这个阵打下来是你我死你活了。
But then what happened is that I died and you lived.
所以我这个题目呢，我就是一个叫他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So I have given it this title for my article that he will increase and I would decrease.
因为我时间有限，我也不能讲太多的detail, 我就把骨头先提纲说一说。
And so because of time limitation, I will just give you an outline of my writing.
为什么他必兴旺，我必衰微呢？我是从这几方面来看我自己的变化。
Why must he increase and I must decrease? I will look from it from a few different aspects for the changes.
第一是从我进学房的动机那个不纯后来改变的。我的动机呢是什么呢？
From the first point is from my motive for joining the Academy of Christ, it was not very pure from the start, but then it changed later.
是为了学圣经。
And my motive was to learn more of the Bible.
但是我后来的体会是，不是学圣经，乃是学基督。
But later on, I have this understanding is not to learn of the Bible, but to learn of Christ.
不然的话，我们有很多借口。我读啊，我读圣经啊，为什么一定要学房呢？我
course,
读别的也一样可以啊。
Of course, there are other, otherwise there will be many excuses. If I just want to learn of the Bible, there are other things I could learn of. That doesn't have to use, to be in the Academy of Christ.
是在我学了第一门课神永远的旨意以后，我突然醒悟一件事情。
It's after the first class, the eternal purpose of God, I suddenly realized one thing.
就算我能把圣经背得滚瓜烂熟
even though I could memorize the whole Bible by heart,
恐怕只能增加我的骄傲
it would only increase my pride.
更加的叫我离开神永远的旨意
and it would lead me away from the eternal purpose of God.
这是第一点我学到的。
And that's the first point that I have learned.
第二点学到的呢，就是说，不是重分数，乃是重生命。
The second thing I learned is not to focus on the score, but to focus on this life.
因为我们在国内这样过五关斩六将，考了多少次下来的是比较看重分数的。
Because the way we grew up in China, that we have taken so many different exams, that we're so used to this.System of taking exams.
所以这些观念这些思想都会带到学房里面学习的过程中后来神给我深深的一个体会
It's easy to have this, bring this mindset with us of just focusing on the scores and exams and tests and it's easily brought with me to the study in the Academy of Christ.
尽管你的分数可以高但如果你的家里工作教会你的生命没有显得长进你还是 fail 还是不及格
But later I realized even if I scored a high mark but then in my life in my family in my work in the service in church if I did not show any life in there then I have still failed
我不是说我的生命及格了哈，我的意思就是说，我知道分数，不是那么重要，生命更重要。我知道哪个重，哪个轻，知道这个比例就是了。
It's not to say that I have passed on the test of life, but I'm saying that I now know the importance of life comparing to this scores.
第三个方面呢，就是说，不是用知识，乃是用祷告。
Thirdly, is third point is not to be using knowledge, but to use prayer.
我们这些可以说是读书人哈，知道怎么个去读书。
We so-called scholars, we know how to study.
但是呢，读神的书可不是用读世界上书的方法。
But to read the Bible is not. We should not use the same skills that we have. In studying the world's books.
我开始的时候读学房也是用习惯了的方法 用我 在这么多年拼搏下来的自信来读的。
At the beginning, when I studied in the Academy of Christ, I used the same skill set that I've acquired through all these years of studying in the world.
才发现完全不管用。
And then I discovered it's useless.
常常听了多少遍读了多少遍 脑子里面就是空白
And after I listened to it so many times and read it so many times but oftentimes I end up blank in my mind in my brain
然后要说写两千个字然后还有时间规定明天就要交或者是怎么的
And oftentimes I need to produce an article with 2,000 words and then and there's a time limit that is due the next day
你都真的要急得哭的
And sometimes I'm so desperate I want to cry
然后只有祷告啊
And only prayer.
祷告以后真的好奇妙，多少次我已经是这样经历了，那像开了水龙头一样的，就哗哗一直流。
And many times I have experienced this after I pray, then it's like turning on a faucet. It kept flowing and flowing.
那流的刹不住了，一下就抽字了。
And it flows so much I could not put a brake on it, and then I just could not stop.
到后面呢还要很痛苦的来减字要超过字要扣分的
and in the end it was too long I needed to cut back and it's actually quite painful that I need to cut it back to be within that limit of the length
所以这个真是很 exciting 非常非常兴奋的一件事情神圣灵的供应那个
And this is very exciting for me to experience the provision of the Holy Spirit.
第四方面我学习呢不是靠自己乃是靠圣灵。
The fourth aspect is not to rely on myself, but rely on the Holy Spirit.
我们家的那个弟兄在没信主之前他有一句话。
And for my husband, before he believed in the Lord, he used to say this.
他说只要有一口气就不麻烦神。
As long I still have breath left in me, I will not trouble God.
但那我也有一句话。
And I have a response.
即总是靠不总有靠不住的时候。我说自靠己总有靠不住的时候。
If you're relying on myself, there's going to be a point when I am not reliable.
后来我进了学房我发现我们两个是半斤八两。
After I got to, into the Academy of Christ, I realized that we are both on the same level.
其实都是靠己，对不对？
We are all relying on ourselves.
然后发现后来靠己根本行不通。
Yet I later realized that it's useless completely to rely on yourself.
必须靠圣灵。
But we must rely on the Holy Spirit.
这是第四个我学到的。
That's the fourth thing.That I have learned.
第五个我学到的是说不是为主活乃是让主活。
The fifth thing that I learned is not to live for the Lord, but to let the Lord live.
没信主的时候是向主死。
Before I believed in the Lord, I'm dead to the Lord.
信主以后呢愿意向主活。
And after I believed in the Lord, I want to liveBefore the Lord.
然后呢被主的爱摸着以后呢愿意为主活。
After I've been touched by the Lord's love, I want to live for the Lord.
后来发现这又错了。
But later on, I find out this is wrong. I'm wrong again.
你还不是为主活你要让主活。
I shouldn't be living for the Lord. I should let the Lord live in me.
所以呢有一个学长那个有一句话我们也挺喜欢用的。
So I have a student who's before me have said something that I really like.
他说要想快点死早早进学房。
If you want to die sooner, then quickly you should go into Academy of Christ.
然后第六点我学到的。
The sixth point that I've learned.
不是一人进乃是全家上。
It's not one person who goes to the academy, but the whole family goes.
我为什么说这一点呢？因为如果我也不好说，因为要讲到我家里人，我尽量不说了。
And I shouldn't say too much because this concerns my family.
但是至少我女儿讲了一句话，她说如果我中文好一点，我也会进学房的。
But at least my daughter mentioned this one time. She said if my Chinese was better, then I would go to the Academy of Christ too.
我也有信心，有一天我家的弟兄也会去的。
And I have faith that my husband one day would join the Academy too.
尽管李鲁姊妹心急了一点，她说明年就叫她去。
And maybe because of Sister Lee's prompting, maybe next year he will join.
但我们都交在主的手上。
This is all in the hands of the Lord.
我很感谢主，我这里不是想夸耀我家里我两个妹妹，现在那个妹妹的女儿女婿也在学房里面。
I really thank the Lord. I don't want to boast, but my two younger sister and the husband and the daughter, they were all in the Academy of Christ.
我还要强调一下，为什么一定要学房呢？不是说学房就是非去不可的地方。
I want to stress one thing, that is why am I talking about Academy of Christ, this is not something that you must go.
我是说你有这样一个目标，有一这样的一个计划，你就开始要好好会读圣经，因为学房要求三年三遍圣经。
But I'm to say that if you have such a goal and such a plan, and then you would go try to fulfill this plan, they require you to read the Bible 3 times in 3 years.
要侍奉两年以上。
And you need to serve above 2 years.
所以你要赶快加入侍奉。
So you need to join the serving, start serving in church quickly.
然后你一个人上了，真是。家里人都会受影响。
And once you join the Academy of Christ, your family would be influenced also.
这个是我的感受。最后一点。
This is my feeling. And the last point.
不是个人长，乃是入基入身体。
It's not an individual growth, but it's entering into the body.
我是觉得通过这个哈，让我感觉到你一个人长，那是一个奇怪的一个现象。
And through this, I experienced if you're growing individually, that is a strange phenomenon.
因为我们教会是一个身体，假如你一个手拼命的长，你说是一个怪人吧？
Because the church is the body, it's like a member of the body, like a hand. If it's growing indefinitely by itself, then it's a very strange phenomenon.
个人长的目的是为了加到身体里面，让身体一起长。
The individual growth is for the purpose of having the whole body grow together.
所以神好像借着这个让我带着原来好像还以教会为中心也不对了，以个人为中心肯定不对，然后以教为中心也不对。
And so I've learned that in the past, of course, it's not correct to be self-centered or focusing on the individual. But then the next step is to be church-centered or focusing on the church. That's not right either.
而是要以基督为中心。
But it should be Christ-centered.
所以基督他就慢慢的就扩充你的度量。
And Christ would expand your capacity.
你那个神原来的旨意，那个 mountain。你就实际上往上爬了一些了。
So on this mountain of the eternal purpose of God, then you would be rising up, you'd be climbing up further.
但愿这些教徒能够激励弟兄姊妹一起实际的开始爬这一座荣耀的山吧。
May this sharing could encourage brothers and sisters would in practice to climb this glorious mountain together.
我讲到这里，谢谢大家。
我正好顺便我也讲补充一句啊。
I'd like to supplement.
刚才姊妹谈到我信主之前讲过一句话，就是说这个不倒万不得已，不要麻烦神。
And my wife mentioned that before I was a believer, I used to say that if I still have breath left, I would not go and bother God.
对，我现在讲的就是信主以后我也一句话。
After I am a believer, I have another saying.
就是如果不麻烦神了，就连一口气都没了。
And if you do not bother God, you would not even have that last breath in you.
今天我本来没有准备分享，但是刚才我们王师母在分享的时候说，我们的心要称颂耶和华，然后我们要真的是。不可忘记他的一切恩惠，他真是圣灵就在我里面做工，让我来分享。
I originally did not plan to share, but just now, Sister Wang has shared that we need to praise the Lord. All that is within me, bless His holy name, and to praise, bless the Lord's name. Then I feel that I need to share.
我有一些弟兄姊妹都知道我最近在家休假。
And some of brothers and sisters know that I've been resting, taking a break at home lately.
因为我在那个我们公司是工作满六年以后呢，我就可以休六个礼拜，而且这六个礼拜必须是一次休完。
And because it's customary in my company workplace that after you work for 6 years, you could take a sabbatical for 6 weeks, and you have to take all 6 weeks at one time.
所以我已经来这个湾区已经六年。
So I've been arrived here in the Bay Area for 6 years.
我本来没有准备最近休，因为我七月份是七月九号 become 七月九号是可以休了，但是我没有，我原来打算可能是等到明年再休。
Originally, I did not plan to take it at this time because I was able to take it in July 9th. I was originally going to take it at the beginning of next year. Because I thought I would make a trip back to China. And for me, actually, I'm afraid of taking vacation.
我就是在这过去十几年，我的假期总是最满的。
And in the past decade or so, more than a decade or so, I usually have a lot of vacation days saved up.
我现在还有五个半礼拜的假期。
And I still have 5.5 weeks of vacation left that I have not taken.
每次都是到不得已，因为我的假期就要满，要不我就不能再积累了，所以我就休两天。
Every time it's because I cannot hold my vacation days for even any longer, so I would take 2 days and then would not take any more breaks.
我一直因为我觉得我的工作非常忙。
Because I feel that my work is very busy.
其实我当然通过这一次休假，我才知道为什么。
And through this longer break that I'm taking, then I realized why.
因为我很害怕待在家里。
Because I realized that I'm afraid to stay home.
这一次为什么我这一次就是选在我是八月七号开始休的。
Why did I choose to take the sabbatical? At this time, I started on the 7th of August.
因为我觉得主大概在六月份的时候，好像。有一个感动，就觉得我应该开始修。
Because in the month of June, I felt that the Lord has prompted me to take this sabbatical this time.
但是我说我的项目都很那么多，然后有几个都是非常，今年都是要就是必须出东西的，我觉得我没有办法修。
But yet I felt that I have so many work items to be done and there are a few things that I need to complete this year.
但是很奇妙，主就突然间在六月份有一天他就把一个项目就拿走了。
But the Lord has worked wonderfully and all of a sudden out of the blue one of the items were taken away from me.
因为那个项目是刚就是我已经跟了一年，但是刚刚起来就是现在就忙得不得了的时候，然后主他也没有说直接拿走，他们就说他们想把这个给别人，你愿不愿意放手？
And so this project was relatively new, even though we've worked on it for a year, but it's just got started to get busy, and then all of a sudden they didn't forcefully take it away, but they offered that they could give this away to someone else and asked me whether I was willing.
然后我说我得问一下另外一个人。
And I said I would check with another person.
然后那个人他说他如果我做他就做，如果我不做他也不做。
And so the other person said if I was going to do it he would or she would, but and if I wasn't going to do it the other person would not do it.
然后我回去我就祷告。
So I went back and pray.
然后我就觉得主就说你要放手。
And I felt that the Lord told me to give it up.
所以我第二天一大早去就去找大老板，我就说我把这个还给你。
And so the next morning, I went to see my boss and told him that I'll give this project back to you.
Yeah, 然后就很奇妙，主就把其他的几个项目很多事情就一下子好像就都完成了。
And it seems amazing that all of a sudden the other projects all seem to be finishing.
Yeah, 就我的那一份好像基本上就没有什么要做的了。
And on my portion, there seems to be nothing left for me to do.
所以我很清楚地看到神的手，神就是要让我这会儿休。
And so very clearly, I see the hand of God that this is the time that He wants me to take a break.
然后很多人问我你要去哪里玩，因为大家这个都提前很久，有的人提前一年就来计划这个。六个礼拜怎么用。
And then people would start asking me, well, so where are you planning to go? Because a lot of people start planning for sabbatical a year ahead of time because this is a long 6 weeks that they could take.
我说我正在计划。
And I told them that I'm planning right now.
然后我等到我要休的前三天我突然间害怕了。
And just 3 days before my sabbatical, I all of a sudden felt afraid.
因为我说我从来没有在家待过这么长的时间。
Because I said I have never stayed home for such a long time.
哎呀，我就觉得试探很多。
And I felt there were many temptations.
然后呢，考验也很多。
And there are many trials.
因为我们家到时候四个人至少有。大概四个礼拜的时间都会在家，就是因为我女儿那个时候也在放假，所以我们都会在家里边。
So there are four of us, and we are all home at that time. And my daughter was on also a summer vacation.
然后我想，我每天就要在家煮饭、洗碗，然后带孩子。
And I thought I would be home every day to cook, to clean, and to take care of the kids.
然后可能每天还会。 就是有很多的难处。
And I felt there would be many problems, difficulties every day.
然后我说我真的是害怕，我不敢修了。
And I said I am truly afraid. I do not want to take this sabbatical.
记得一个姊妹去看我，到我办公室去看我。
And a sister came to visit me in my office.
然后我就和姊妹在办公室，我们就谈，我们就祷告。
And my office, we talked and we prayed.
就是为我这六个礼拜祷告。
And praying for the upcoming 6 weeks.
但是我真的是这六个礼拜，确实是我花了很多时间，每天都在那里煮饭、洗碗。
It is true that for that 6 weeks, I spent much time in cooking and cleaning.
带孩子
and to take care of kids.
然后呢也有很多很多难处，有时候我真的是在那里真的是觉得自己没有办法忍受了。
And there was much hardship and sometimes I felt that I could not take it anymore.
有的时候我一个人就出去走路或者是开车出去。
And sometimes I would go take a walk or sometimes I would drive out.
但是非常感谢主。
But I truly thank the Lord.
因为等到我自己真的是，就是主有一天就光照我。
Because one day the Lord has shined his light on me.
主说这就是侍奉。
The Lord said this is service.
如果我在家里，当我做这些事情的时候，我的心是向着主的。
If I was doing this when I'm at home doing all these things, but if my heart is towards the Lord,
然后我就是在侍奉我的主。
Then I am serving my Lord.
因为我当时，因为我正在有一天晚上很晚，我在那里洗碗的时候，我就说，我说我这个日子怎么就这样子呢？
And because one night, late at night, I was washing the dishes, and then I asked, why, how can I spend my days like this?
然后主就提醒我们的 Lauren 弟兄每星期在厨房为我们烧饭。
And the Lord reminded me that our brother Lawrence every Sunday will be cooking for us in the kitchen.
这么几十年如一日。
And decades, just like past like one day.
弟兄从来都没有 complain. 我每次看到弟兄在那里做，都是满心欢喜的做。
And our brother never complained, and every time I see him, he's cooking in joy.
然后主也提醒我，我们聚会里有那么多的弟兄姊妹在那里，每星期都去刷碗。
And the Lord also reminded me, and there are so many brothers and sisters here, and every Sunday there'll be some of them washing the dishes.
他们都是带着喜乐去做。
And they are also doing it with joy.
那么多弟兄姊妹去清厕所。
So many brothers and sisters cleaning the bathrooms.
都是带着喜乐去做。
And they do it with joy.
因为他们是坐在主的身上，他们是侍奉主。
Because they are doing it upon the Lord, they are serving the Lord.
主让我看到我真是我在自己的家里头做我应该做的那一份，我居然在那里还会自怜。
And the Lord allowed me to see that I'm doing this in my own house and my own responsibility, and yet I am feeling self-pity.
我在做的时候，我就真是带着喜乐，带着赞美去做。
Then I start doing it with praise and doing it with joy.
然后更奇妙的事发生了。
And something even more amazing happened.
然后上个星期六，我的女儿蒙恩得救。
Last Saturday, my daughter came to accept the Lord.
这个是没有计划的。
That wasn't planned.
但是这个女儿得救的事情已经在我心里头已经有很长一段时间。
But the salvation of my daughter has been in my heart for a long time.
但是因为我的先生他希望孩子长大以后自己完全清楚以后他自己去研究别的东西然后做一个选择。
But yet my husband felt that we should let our children grow up and then they should go and research all these other options and they can make a decision for themselves.
所以我们常常读圣经都得偷偷读。
So oftentimes if we're going to read the Bible, we need to read it behind them.
那得救的事情我虽然想跟女儿谈，但是我常常就不敢谈，因为我不愿意惹起很大的麻烦。
And even though I want to talk about salvation with my daughter, but then I'm also reluctant because I don't want to cause trouble.
但是我和女儿偶尔我们只要我们两个在一起我们都会 有一些交谈。
And yet, if I'm with my daughter, by ourselves, we would talk.
然后上个星期六就非常奇妙，我的先生就出去一整天不在家。
Last Saturday, it was amazing that my husband went out for the whole day. He was not home.
然后呢，我本来上午我儿子还在家，然后他说下午我要带女儿去上钢琴课，上完以后呢，他说叫我去他工作的地方把他接上回家。
And so my son was not home for half a day, and then I needed to take my daughter to her piano lesson, so he asked me to pick him up after.
但是突然三点半我们钢琴课完了的时候，我的儿子就发了一个电子邮件说你不用接我了。
But at 3:30, the end of my daughter's piano lesson, I got an email from my son saying that I no longer needed to pick him up.
所以我和女儿就回到家，我们两个好像一下子就有大半个下午的时间在那里。
So as my daughter and I went home, we seemed to have the whole rest of the afternoon off by ourselves.
后来我说咱们去读圣经吧，因为常常晚上读。我说咱们现在去读圣经吧。
And so I said, why don't we go and read the Bible? Oftentimes we would do it at night.
然后我们就读完。
After we finish reading.
然后因为神也很奇妙，他大概在十多天以前呢，他就提醒我把去年 summer 那个 reading calendar， 他们那个这个小孩读圣经有一个 calendar， 好像大概两个礼拜以前，他就叫我去重新找到那个 calendar， 我就放在我女儿的床边上。
So about 2 weeks before that, the Lord reminded me to find out the calendar from last summer. That was a calendar with Bible verses on it for reading schedule.
这个应该是去年还是前年的，但是上边每一个月它都有一些经文。
And on that calendar, they have some Bible verse on each month.
那在一个多礼拜以前呢，我就开始，我又和他晚上有两次就是拿那个去翻那个经文，我觉得都非常的好。
And so we started before that to look up the verses that would have been printed on the calendar, and they were very good.
因为都是和救恩有关的。
And there were something to do with salvation.
然后那天主又提醒我，然后我就又拿出来，又和女儿在那里看。
And so the Lord reminded me again on that day, and so I took it out to share with my daughter.
说我们都是罪人，就是所有和罪有关的、和救恩有关的都在上边。
And so all these Bible verses that has to do with sin, that we are sinners, and some have to do with salvation, they were all there.
然后我们读的时候，我觉得就有一个圣灵就给我一个感动，叫我就是和女儿谈救恩的事情。
And so as we were reading, I'm prompted to share about salvation with my daughter.
然后我们就在那里谈，我跟她谈到，问她她是不是她知不知道她自己是一个罪人。
And so as we were talking, I asked her if she knew that she was a sinner.
她都知道，她还能给我举出例子来，她什么犯了什么罪。
And she knew about it, and she could even give me examples of what sin she had committed.
然后我也跟她谈了，就是很多，谈了非常多，谈到就是说，那知不知道我们没有办法来到，我们因为我们罪人，我们没有办法来到神的面前。
And we talked a lot, and about, I said, you know that since we're sinners, there's no way for us to come before God.
他都知道。
And she knew everything.
因为这是我们弟兄姊妹在这里，真是他在这个主日学到的。
Because she learned this from our children ministry as she came on Sunday.
然后跟他谈了很多，然后我就觉得那个感动非常强，我就问他，我说你愿不愿意接受主耶稣做你的救主？
And I felt a strong prompting, and after we talked a while, then I asked her if she was willing to accept Jesus as her Savior.
她说愿意。
And she said she's willing.
因为她在这之前，她很多时候她问过我不止一次，她说妈妈，她说那很小的小孩，如果他们死了以后，他们去哪里？因为他们还没有接受主。
And before this, she asked me a couple of times, she said, Mom, do you know what about the young children or young child or babies if they did not know the Lord? And if they die, then where would they go?
然后我告诉他们，我说如果他们自己还没有这个分辨能力，还不能做决定的时候，那主都会把他们接到天上去。
And I told them if they did not know any better, if they had no discerning power, then the Lord will take them into heaven.
我说但是等你自己已经知道你会犯罪，你这就是等你都等你懂事了，你就必须自己来接受主。
And I said, once you know, you know of things and you have some sense, then you need to accept the Lord.
所以他知道，就是他说那个年龄是大概什么时候呢？
And she asked me, so what age would that be?
我说就是大概就是你这个年龄。
And I told her that's just about your age now.
他今年十岁。
And she's 10 years old this year.
Yeah, 所以他对这个在他心里也是他很害怕的，将来真的是如果他没有接受主，他会去哪里？
So this has been in her heart that she's afraid that if she did not accept the Lord, where she would be going in the future.
Yeah, 所以那天他的心，我觉得他的主真是让他的心还是很柔软。
And I thank the Lord because and that He allowed that her heart to be soft.
然后我和他就做了两个祷告。
And I prayed two prayers with her.
然后他就接受了主，然后把他的就是让他的从此他的一生交给主。
And she accepted the Lord and gave her life to the Lord.
然后完了以后，我女儿就非常的喜乐，她说哇，她说妈妈，我得救是在一个星期六。
And she, after that, she felt really joyful and she said, Mom, I am saved on a Saturday.
她说咱们庆祝一下吧。
And she said, let's celebrate.
Yeah, 我后来我就，他就说咱们做 sushi.
And she said, let's make sushi.
这是我 sabbatical 的时候刚刚学会做 sushi.
And it's something that I learned during my sabbatical.
那个，然后我们就去做 sushi. 然后做完以后呢，做完第一卷。
And so we started making the sushi. And after we finished the first roll.
然后他说妈妈咱们去吃吧。
And she said, Mom, let's eat it.
我说你要不要再多做一点再吃啊
？And I asked her, don't you want to make more before we start eating?
她说咱们现在吃吧。
And she said, let's go eat now.
所以我们两个就坐在地上，然后一边吃一边在那里谈，哦，将来怎么跟随主走这条路。
And so we sat on the floor and eating and start talking in the future how we and follow the Lord in this way.
然后我们吃完以后，我们两个刚刚。还没有完全站起来，刚刚站起来的时候，我先生就回家了。
As we finish eating and as we just about to get up, my husband arrived, came home.
然后女儿说：“哦，真是神的安排。”
My daughter said, "It's truly the God's plan."
Yeah, 我真的是非常感谢主。
I truly thank the Lord.
因为那是在我 sabbatical 第一个月的，因为我是八月七号开始修，那天发生是九月七号女儿得救。
And it's the, I thank the Lord because it's the one month after I started my sabbatical and it was the 7th of September, a month after August 7th I started.
Yeah, 我实在我觉得我说主啊真的这个 sabbatical 确实是主让我修的。
And I thank the Lord because I truly feel this is the sabbatical that the Lord wants me to take.
Yeah.因为我说在他女儿得救的那几天以前，我那个礼拜，我真的是有几次我都觉得我好像男的都走不下去了。
Because the week before my daughter was saved, there were a couple of times I felt that I could not go on anymore.
哦，但是主真是给我安慰。
But the Lord truly brought me comfort.
他真是一直在看顾我们。
And He truly He's taking care of me all the way.
而且他让我知道，真的是他的应许是那样的真实。
And He allows me to see how real.It's his promises.
因为他说一人得救，你的全家必然得救。
He said, if one of you saved, your whole family will be saved.
我真是看到主在做。
I see the work of God.
然后昨天我就在那里数算恩典。
So yesterday I was counting my blessings.
我说我在哪里。
I said, where am I?
我说我真的是现在正在神的旨意里边。
I am in the will of God.
我说虽然这一个 sabbatical 我到下个星期四我就得回去上班了。
Even though my sabbatical will be ending next Thursday.
但是我知道我说我这个 sabbatical 真的是非常的值得。
And I truly feel this is a very worthwhile sabbatical for me.
因为我知道回去很多人都会问我你去哪里玩了。
Because I know when I return to work, everybody will be asking, where have I been? Where did I go? Have fun.
我想我真的是会告诉他们，我说我虽然哪里都没有去，但是我真的是非常的蒙恩。
And I think I'll tell them, even though I did not go anywhere, but I've been truly blessed.
因为我真是我觉得我在神的旨意的中心。
Because I feel that I'm in the center of the will of God.
我在神让我在的地方。
I am where God wants me to be.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
Yeah, 愿所有的荣耀、尊贵、权柄、爱戴都归给主。
May all the glory, honor, and love be back to the Lord.
Yeah, 谢谢。
Thank you.
我其实上个月我就有点想交通一下，就是在西岸聚会的一些我自己的感觉，可是上个月没有什么机会。
Last month, I've been wanting to share some of what I've gained through the West Coast Christian Conference, but I did not have a chance to.
那我想可能神要我经历，就是过去这个月经历一些事情，这样子可能这个交通比较完整一点。
I think God wanted me to experience something in this last month, so my sharing could be more complete.
那昨天的交通其实那个主题是安息。
The topic of our sharing yesterday was rest.
我觉得其实就跟我的经历有点相关。
I think it has something to do with my experience.
可是昨天因为带孩子所以没什么机会交通，我就想也许今天可以有点交通。
Yesterday I was taking care of the kids, so I didn't have a chance, but I can share today.
其实最主要就是在西岸聚会的时候呢，我觉得江弟兄的交通给我很大的感触。
During the West Coast Christian Conference, the sharing of Brother Kong has given me a great movement.
那特别是他说我们现在正活在一个最艰难的时代。
He said we are living in the most difficult age.
那这句话其实就我就一直在想这个问题。
I've been thinking about this question.
为什么我们这是一个最艰难的时代呢？
Why are we living in the most difficult age?
其实你如果回头看的话吗，好像比方说使徒行传那个时代是很艰难的时代，因为大逼迫来了嘛。
And if you look back, you think the age of the apostles at the time of Acts, that was a difficult time because they've been under great persecution.
那更近的比方说在文化大革命的时候，那些在中国的基督徒他们也经历了非常艰难的时刻。
More recently, during the Cultural Revolution, they've been experiencing very harsh, tough times.
那对我们这个时代，特别是在美国的基督徒来说，
For this time and age, especially for us Christians in the United States,
我们的环境有什么艰难的呢？
What's so difficult about our environment?
好像一切都挺顺遂的，也没有在外面也没有一些人好像逼迫我们的信仰，或者是说要我们来承认我们的信仰。
Everything seems so smooth. There's nothing pushing us or persecuting us from the outside.
可是我就在想这个问题，因为你如果不知道你处在一个艰难的时代，你怎么警醒，怎么往前呢？
I kept thinking about this because if you don't realize you are at the very difficult time and age, how would you be alert and go forward?
后来我慢慢就是从我过那时候的想法，还有到现在，我就慢慢经历到说，其实这个时代我们所面临的一些挑战是我们很难去察觉的。
And I've been thinking since that time is that actually what we are facing at this time and age, the challenges we face are something that we are not even aware of sometimes.
那因为我们没有办法察觉，好像就慢慢被这些就是被仇敌掳去，会被这世界给同化，我们自己都不知觉。
Because of our ignorance of how we are not aware of the situation, then it's easy for us to be captured by the enemy.
我就举一个，就是我这一段时间的一些经历。
I'd like to share with my recent experience.
因为在我们去特会之前呢，先是我那小女儿 Hannah， 她开始全身长疹子。
Before we attended the conference, my younger daughter Hannah, she started to have rash all over her body.
那接下来就是后来我从西岸聚会回来的时候，我不知道为什么我也开始长疹子。
And after we returned back from the conference, I don't know why, and I started to have rashes on my body.
中医西医都说它这个是那个 asthma 是湿疹，所以其实不会传染的。
And so whether it's Chinese doctor or Western doctor, they said what my daughter had was eczema. It's not contagious.
可是我一长疹子呢，我看到女儿长疹子，还有我自己长疹子，我觉得我第一个念头就是赶快上网找资料说，或者是打电话，就是要去找一些说为什么是这个样子。
So as soon as I saw my daughter with the rashes and myself, the first thought that came to me was I need to go online and find more information and find out why.
越找呢，我就发现我里面那个冲击就越大，因为太多的资讯了，我就越找，我就心里越紧张，说到底是这个问题那个问题，然后就开始想说要 要应该找什么样的医生，然后应该要找什么样 的方式来治疗。
And so the more I read online, and the more I felt the impact of the overwhelming amount of information out there. What doctor should I go for? What treatment should I go for?
整个心思就好像就被这个东西给掳住了。
And my mind seemed to be completely occupied and captivated by this thought.
然后我就发现 Gildas, 我先生就好像没事一样。
And then I find out that my husband Gilda seems to be not doing anything and seems nothing's happening.
我就有点生气了，我就说你女儿长成这个样子，你一点都不紧张吗？
I was kind of getting mad at him because your daughter is getting this rash all over her and then don't you feel that nervous or need to do something for it?
其实他就丢一句话说你祷告看看是什么问题吧。
And he just gave me these words, why don't you pray and see what the problem is?
那我就后来我就有点就是特别是在想到江弟兄这个问题的时候。
So later on, as I was meditating about what Brother Kong has shared,
我就发现说其实我们这个时代好像非常的方便非常的便捷。
And I thought that at this information age, it seems that everything is so convenient.
那我们就忘了我们最基本的那个我们基督徒最基本那个生命的那个连接在什么地方。
And as Christians, we forget what the most fundamental connection is from our life.
我们不是相信我们一切所遭遇的都是从神那里量过的。
Don't we believe that all that we encounter has been measured by our God?
那当事情临到我们的时候，我第一个想法却是想去找科技的帮助，或者是找人的帮助。
And so when things came to us, the first response was to look for help from technology, from other people.
我却忘了说，其实我们的神才是我们最近的帮助。
And yet I forget that our God is our closest help.
那后来我就自己回到神面前，我把这一切都陈明在他的面前。
So I went back to God and I placed this all before him.
把我的担忧，把我的，反正把这些担忧、恐惧，这些想要找到解决的想法，我全部都祷告在主的面前的时候。
When I placed all my worries, all my thoughts, and all my ways of wanting to resolve this situation, I put it all before God.
那我也求主，就是原谅我。饶恕我这个不幸的罪。
And I also ask God for forgiveness for my unbelief.
我就觉得真的那个平安就来了。
And I truly feel peace would come within me.
甚至我祷告到一个地步，我就里头很有信心说神会医治我们。
And I pray to this point that I have faith that God will heal us.
因为我那时候最大的担忧就是我学校快开学了。
Because my biggest worry at the time was school was about to start.
那因为我两个手背都长很痒，我就想说我在学生面前这样子抓，像这实在是太难看了。
Because I at that time both my arms are very itching, and if I was starting to teach and I have to scratch my arms, it's truly not very good.
果然就在我正式开始上课的那一天。
And actually, the first day I need to officially teach,
我的手都完全不痒。
And my arm would stop itching.
那接下来呢，就是讲到安息呢。
And then we continue to talk about rest.
因为今年呢，是我就是我过去五年其实都一直在做半职。
And so for the past 5 years, I've been working part time.
那今年是我第一年开始full time 全职。
So this is the first year I'm starting to teach full time.
那不仅就是说不仅要教满这些课，而且呢我每一堂课都是不同的课程，然后有不同的学生，就搞得我就整个心思都乱掉。
So not only my schedule was full, then every lesson, every class, it was different and different, a different type of class and different class of students.
整个心思都被工作给绑住了。
My whole mind was tied up with work.
然后特别就是因为我们需要，就是因为我们在开一个新的课程，我们需要经过那个审核，然后通过。
And because we are starting to teach a new class, that it needs to pass some test.
那过去几年，我在别的学校或者是在我自己这学校，每一次我教出去的这些都通过就没有问题。
So in the past, whether it's the other school or this school, that all the class material that I've turned out for examination has never had a problem.
就今年呢，就开学没几个礼拜，就接到通知说他们就把我们这次送，就是说五月送出去的退回来了。
And so, but at the a few weeks into the school year, then I received a notice that what I turned in during May for the class plan has been rejected.
那我们就是今天就是最后的，就是今天以前我们要把它重新把一个新的那个大纲送过去。
So today is the deadline actually for turning in a new curriculum.
那时候我就。整个心思就乱掉了。
So at that time, my mind was all messed up.
那第一个我想，因为我从去年开始读学房，我就想说，我读不下去了，我要退学。
Firstly, last year I started to join in the studying in the Academy of Christ, and my first thought was I cannot continue anymore. I need to quit.
然后我再来想到说，我家顾不了了，我需要找人来帮忙。
And then I thought my home, somebody needs to help. I need to find a helper to do my house, to take care of my home.
我觉得很感谢神，就是包括我先生还有几个姊妹，他们就也一直在提醒我说，就是你就是交在主的面前。
And I thank the Lord because through my husband and some other sisters, they reminded me that I need to turn this over to the hands of the Lord.
那我觉得感谢神，我还是继续就是开始做学房的功课啊什么的。
I thank the Lord because I kept my schoolwork going with the Academy of Christ.
那特别最近我在读《使徒行传》。
And recently I've been reading the Book of Acts.
好像又带回到我那个就是江弟兄的那个问题，说我们现在正处在一个最艰难的时代。
It seems to have to be bringing me back to the same issue that Brother Kong shared. That we are at the most difficult, the challenging time and age.
那我在看使徒时代，他们的环境多么的艰难呢
？And I was looking at the time of the apostles, were they facing a very challenging and difficult time?
可是我们看见说，当主升天的时候，那120个使徒他们聚集在一起的时候，他们做什么？他们唱诗，他们祷告。
But yeah, as we saw that our Lord, when he was ascending into heaven, the 120 apostles gathered together, they sang prayer and they were praying.
然后，当彼得他被抓到监牢的时候，他是在里面睡觉，需要天使来拍他的背，他才醒来。
And Peter, when he was taken into prison, and when the angel came, he had to wake him up from his sleep.
我就想，如果我被抓到监牢里头，我可能紧张的就连夜失眠吧。
And I was thinking, if I would have been taken into prison, I probably would have insomnia and would not be able to sleep.
然后你再看到那个保罗他们被抓到监的时候，他们是唱诗歌，唱到一个地步，那个监狱的门全部都打开了。
And we read about Paul that he was singing so loud in the prison cell that the doors had been shaken open.
其实这些都是他们最艰难的时候。
And these were the most challenging time for them.
可是他们却能够享受这么大的安息。
And yet they could enjoy such great rest or peace.
那个秘诀就是在于他们知道他们是在主的手中。
And the secret is that they knew they were in the Lord's hand.
可是我呢，就是处在好像我真的就有感觉说，好像仇敌他就是他知道你没有时间，他就更把一些环境放在你的周围。
And yet for me, it seems that the enemy knew that you don't have time, and so they place even more difficult situations around me.
那问题就是在说我们做什么样的选择。
The issue is what choices we would make.
我们如果老是把我们的问题想得那么的大。
If we often enlarge our problems.
其实我们的心就乱掉了。
Then we would lose our peace in the heart.
可是如果我们把我们的心放在主那边的话
，But if we place our hearts in the Lord's hand,
那 那个我们就能够享受像那些使徒们的安息。
Then we will be able to enjoy the rest that just like the apostles.
就昨天我们看的那个文章里头，他就是用以赛亚书，我忘了第几章第几说你们得救是在乎安息，你们得力是在于平静安稳。
And just like the article we read, it's in Isaiah. We don't know what chapter. It's that your rest is your salvation is upon your rest.
找到可以说一下在第几？And
chapter 30 and verse 15.
我们一起来读一下那节经文。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Let's read it together.
30
verse 15, Isaiah. In returning and rest, you shall be saved.
你们得力是在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
可是最后一句话说，你们静自不肯。
Yet the last sentence says, but you would not.
其实反而这一句，你们静自不肯，就抓住了我。
Just these last few words about you, but you would not, grab my attention.
其实神的应许在那个地方。
Actually, God's promise is right there.
你只要平静安息，你只要
as long as you are in your rest.
你只要你就能够得到安，他说只要你归回安息，你就能够得救。
As long as you return and rest, you will be safe.
只要你平静安稳，你就能得力。
And then if you're in your quietness and confidence, then that will be your strength.
神的应许都在这个地方。
This is God's promise right here.
很多时候是我们自己不肯。
It's a lot of times our rejection is our unwillingness.
我们不肯归回安息。
We're unwilling to return and rest.
我们不肯平静安稳。
We are unwilling to be in that quietness and that confidence.
那个文章接下来就又用引了两节经文。
The article quoted two more Bible verses.
他说其实能够安息就是最主要就是两个原因。
And there are two reasons for you to gain, you gain this rest.
一个是信心。
One is by faith.
一个是顺服。
The other is obedience.
如果我们相信我们自己能够来处理这些问题。
If we feel and believe that we are able to deal with these problems,
我们就觉得说，我要怎么把它做好，我要怎么把它做好，你就失去了那个安息。
Then we'll feel how I'm going to deal with this, how I'm going to resolve this problem. Then you would have lost that rest.
可是如果你把你的信心放在神那里
，and if you place your faith in God,
你知道神会负责。
You know that He's in charge.
你就能够享受这个安息。
Then you'll be able to enjoy this rest.
那顺服呢？
What about obedience?
我就想到，我看到这么忙，我就想放弃这个，放弃那个。
And so I look at all these jobs and so many things I need to be busy about. Then I want to give this up, give that up.
可是我放弃的都是神，他要我去读学方的功课。
But yet I what I want to give up is the homework from the Academy of Christ.
是神把这个孩子赐给我，让我去照管他们。
And the children that God has given me, so that I could take care of them.
所以呢，我不想顺服神所为我预备的。
I'm not willing to obey what God has prepared for me.
所以我就失去了这个安息。
So I lost this peace.
所以我就再回到神面前。
So I return back to God.
我只能说，主啊，我把这一切再陈明在你的面前。
I said, God, I can only place this before you.
那你知道我可以应付多少？
You know what I can handle?
那你也知道我的能力有多少？
And you know how much ability I have?
可是我知道你能够应付多少？
And he said, I know how much you can handle.
我知道你的能力有多少？
I know how capable you are.
所以我只能求你的能力成为我的能力。
I can only ask that your strength be my strength.
你所能够，你把你，把我自己换成你。
And so I would change myself for you.
那我相信这一切都在神的手中。
So I believe all this in God's hands.
那我感谢神，真的那个安息就进来。
And I thank God because then truly this rest would come in.
那就是我点讲的。
and that's my sharing.
I wanted to share yesterday, but didn't have time.
本来我昨天想交通，但是没有时间。
On the topic of rest,
是在关于安息这个主题。
And actually, in English, there are different words for it. One is peace, and one is rest.
在英文里面有两个不同的词，一个是提到安息，另外一个是平安。
And so, actually, the first rest appears in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 2.
安息这个词在圣经里面第一次是在创世纪第二章里面。
On chapter 2, verse 2.
二章二节。
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done.And he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
就第七日歇了他一切的工，就安息了。
I know that the reason why we can have rest and peace is because of our Lord.
我觉得我们之所以可以有平安，有安息。这个原因是因为我们的神。
Every day people says have a good day.
每天别人都跟你讲你要过一个好，今天要过得好。
But I don't call that a good day. But I say that have a God blessed day.
但是我不是那样说，我而是说你愿意你有一个神被神祝福的日子。
I know that there is nothing good outside of God.Our Lord Jesus.
因为我知道在我们主耶稣以外没有什么好的。
So I think that the only thing that we should grab hold of and to keep ourselves in is our Lord.
所以我觉得我们唯一要抓住的而且要把我们放进去的就是我们的主他自己。
I have gone through many experiences, even life and death.
我经过了很多的经历，甚至有生与死的经历。
And I praise the Lord because He never forsake me.
我赞美神，因为他从来不会遗弃我。
Even though I was ignorant, even though I was I lost my mind, but He never forsake me.
纵然我不是很清楚，我也很无知，但是他还没有弃绝我。
I have shared that many times, but I just like to just remind you that I have gone through, you know, a lot ever since my doctor told me that I had the brain cancer.
我在这里交通了很多次，但是我还是想再说，当我的医生告诉我有脑癌的时候，这就开始了。
And actually, they first say that I have a tumor in my brain, but I ask, is this cancer?
刚开始他们只是说在我的头里面有一个瘤子，但是我就问他们是不是恶性的。
Then the doctor says, any tumor in your brain is not supposed to be good. It has to be cancer.
那个医生就说，你只要是在你头里面长的。肿瘤就不会是好的，一定就是癌。
I thank the Lord, I was at peace.
我感谢主，那个时候我有平安。
That's the first peace I received is so important to me.
这就是我第一次在那里感觉到这个安息对我来说是何等的重要。
I think that there is nothing more important than my Lord in my heart.
我觉得没有任何比主在住在我心里这件事情更重要的。
I thank the Lord not only at that moment I felt His presence.
我感谢主，不仅仅是在那一刻我感觉到他的同在。
Even though we were ignorant, but He always abide in us.
纵然我们很无知，但是他总是在那里住在我们的里面。
That's His promise.All the children of God will abide in him.
这就是他给我们所有神儿女的一个应许，就是我们要住在他的里面。
And then we also abide, not only he abides in us, but we abide in him.
不仅是他住在我们的里面，我们也住在他的里面。
And that is the peace and rest that we have ever since we were born again.
这就是当我们当我们信主以后，在我们里面就得到的那个平安和安息。
And so I think that, you know, the rest and peace, the most important thing is keeping our Lord in our heart and our spirit.
所以对我来说，这个安息和平安最重要的就是要把主一直让他住在我们里面，我们的心里面。
All the things happening in the world only secondary.
在这个地上所以发生的事情都是次要的。
Because he is our number one in our life.
因为他是我们生命里面那位主要的。
We thank the Lord that we can have such a precious Lord abiding in us.
我们感谢他，我们有这样一个宝贵的救主住在我们的里面。
When you are doing your living and doing works and you're doing something that is against his will.
当你在那里每天生活，你工作，你做一件事情是逆着他的心意。
Or you say something that is against his will.
你说什一件事情来是不符合他的心意的。
All children of God will have the same feeling.
我们所有神的儿女，我们都有同样的一个感觉。
Then you don't have the rest and peace in your heart.
你在你的心里面，你就失去了那个平安和安息。
That is a very simple indication whether you should live according to the peace in your heart.
那就是给我在我们心里面给我们这么一个意识，让我们要不要按照我们自己的心里的平安和安息来活。
So I learned a lot. You know, I changed my. I gradually realized how should I live the rest of my life.
我就渐渐的来意识到我应该怎么样过我余生的日子。
Our Lord added time to my life.
主给我的生命里面又给我加了一些年日。
I did not do a lot of things and I failed a lot of things in the past.
在过去我没有很多事情没有做，我也做很多事情做的失败。
And my wife has been a very good assistant to the Lord and reminded me what I have done wrong.
我的妻子就在那里和主一起来提醒我做什么事情做错了。
And I thank the Lord for giving me this time to redo my work.
我感谢主，他给我还有时间让我来重新做起。
I thank the Lord for His mercy and His grace.
我感谢主为着他的怜悯和他的恩典。
It's all His mercy.
全是怜悯。
Because I'm not worthy for it.
因为我自己觉得不配。
If I have to go see my Lord that day when my doctor pronounced that I have cancer. I would have no days to redo my living.
如果那天那个医生诊断出来我是脑癌的时候，我那天要被主接去的话，我就没有时间，我可以再重新做起。
And that's always reminded by my wife on this point.
我的妻子就每天就这件事情来提醒我。
And I think that. The most important thing is that I begin to find interest in reading the scripture.
对我最重要的事情就是让我重新来有一个胃口来读圣经。
And I think that I am in constant prayer and fellowship with the Lord.
我也与主有不间断的交通，我在那里常常的祷告。
And so I felt that if I don't start my day with a prayer to the Lord.
如果我一天不是以祷告起手，
I believe that day would be in vain.
我就觉得那一天就是白虚度了。
I think that the Lord has already revealed a lot of His will.
我相信主已经向我们启示了他的很多很多他的旨意。
Before I was not able to understand or I was not able to comprehend the will of God.
以前我不能认识，我也不能理解神的旨意。
It was so basic in the beginning. I think that I have been forgiven by the blood of God God's Son. I would be saved and I would not be judged.
对我来说，只是停留在那个很基本的这么一个认识，就是我是被神儿子的血来拯救，我不再会被神来定罪了。
But Brother Wong said that this is barely saved.
但是王弟兄就在那里说，这只是仅仅得救。
And so the Lord gave us, and He said, "I give you life, but I give you abundant life."
主在那里说，他不仅说他给我们生命，而且他给了我们，让我们活得更丰盛。
And that abundant life did not mean anything to me before.
这个更丰盛的生命对我以在我以前我不明白，没有意义。
And now I believe I am awakened.
但是我现在苏醒了。
This abundant life means that I have to co-work with the Lord for God's will.
这个更丰盛的生命就意味着我要与主一起同工，为着他的旨意。
And the Lord will, because He abides in us,
因着他住在我们里面，
we can never fail.
我们就永远不会失败。
And also, He is our high priest interceding for us before God every day.
另外他也是我们的大祭司，他在神的面前在为我们长久的祈求代求。
And one day when he returns, we will be like him.
当他那天他回来的时候，我们都要像他。
Why? I was wondering why when we always pray that when you return, we'll be like you.
以前当我们做这个样的祷告的时候，当你回来的时候，我们必然像你。我那个时候我在问这个问题，为什么？
And now I understand.
现在我就知道了。
Because he wants us to be transformed and conformed to his own image.
因为他愿意我们更新变化来被磨成他自己的形象。
And that is God's will.
这是神的旨意。
May we all be awakened spiritually and co-work with him.
愿意我们每个人的灵里面都苏醒，我们与他同工。
And may we love him more.And so we are willing to follow him, bearing our cross.
我们要让我们每个人更多的爱他，愿意我们来背起我们的十字架来跟从他。
In the past, I thought that take up the cross and follow him. I thought that we were to pick up his cross.
在过去，我以为背起我们的十字架是就是背起他的十字架。
But actually.The Lord means our own customized cross is our own cross to follow Him.
但是主在那里说的是，他要给我们每一个人量身度制一个十字架，让我们背起来跟从他。
And that is to cross out ourselves.
那就是来除去我们的自己。
And no more I, but our Lord lives in us.
不再是我，而是在我们的主活在我们的里面。
There are so much messages and truth I got to understand now ever since I've been healed.
有很多的信息和真理，我在病好了以后，我还要来追求来明白。
I really wish that I can minister for him, but that is a point.Jesus, our God's will.
我愿意，真是有一天我可以来为他来侍奉，但是我那是根据我们主耶稣的来，根据他的旨意。
To minister for him is not standing on the pulpit.
为他来做工，不只仅仅是说要站在这个讲台上。
But actually, living for our Lord is our ministry.
而是要按照他的指示来为主而活。
And yield it.You ourself to the Lord.
你是降服在降服在他面前。
And so, I want to give praise to our Lord forever and evermore.
我想把赞美归给我们的主，永直到永远。
Thank you.
啊，昨天那个陈红啊，他就问我，哎，你最近换了一个工作。
Yesterday, Sister Chen Hong asked me, "Did you change your job, switch your job recently?"
我就告诉他，我已经在这个新的公司做了1年零3个月了。
I told her that I've been working in this new company for 1 year and 3 months.
啊，我想他告诉我，他说我去年年初的时候在这里交通啊，我在那个旧的公司啊一些的经历啊，我想可能我们的姊妹也啊。有时候想起来也为我祷告啊。
Because perhaps sister remembered about my sharing last year concerning my previous company, and perhaps she was praying for me and once again reminded.
啊，所以我觉得我应该在这里交通一下。
So I do would like to share upon this.
啊，我想了很多弟兄姊妹都知道我就是这个前一个工作啊，的确是非常的这个 headache， 就是非常的。很麻烦了、啊、那个。
Some brothers and sisters might know that my previous company, the workload and the work content could bring a headache.
啊，所以我所以我那个时候我里面就是有一个意念啊，也许我把我的那个 resume 啊，把我的履历表把它放在这个猎头的网站上面。
So.I was thinking I have this idea of putting my resume on the online.
啊，所以呢，
Headhunter.
Yeah. 所以有一些当然过了不久了，有一些人打电话问我了，就是就是跟就是啊就是跟给我有一些的电话的 interview.
And then after not too long, some people began to call me and ask me for phone interviews.
啊，所以到后来了，最后有一个有一次，他就是叫我要到他的那个公司去了。这个是一个猎头公司，就是叫我去他的公司里面 office 那边就是有一些面试了。
And then later on, headhunter company asked me to go to their place for a face-to-face interview.
然后他看我的 resume， 啊，你这个你懂的东西很多。
And after reading my resume, they told me that I perhaps know a lot.
但是你的东西都是过时的。
But much of it is outdated.
啊，我就告诉他，我说我的公司没有钱嘛，没有钱更新嘛，当然那些东我所做的当然是过时嘛。
And it's because my company that I was working for does not have the funds to upgrade, so most of the things that I know is outdated.
所以他就说啊，那你好好回去，就是啊，你这些东西你都要懂的，你就是拿一个电脑啊，来装这些东西来玩一下，那你就会有机会了。
And they told me that these things you need to know, and perhaps you could bring these things back.And learn about it, and that will help you.
我是去过不少的公司，也就是有不少的面试，我们从来没有像有这样子的 interview 的哈。他叫我回去，啊，你好好去。
I've been to different companies and different headhunter companies, but never had I such interview that asked me to go back and learn these.
所以我回去以后，我就觉得，哎，主也许要我还留在这个公司啊。那我就把我的那个这个猎头的网站，我的 account 把它 close 掉。
So at that time I felt perhaps the Lord wants me to stay in my previous company, and so I closed the account in the headhunter company.
啊，我是觉得无所谓了。那结果过了两个礼拜啊。
I don't feel that there is any problem, but 2 weeks after.
两个礼拜就有人打电话给我了。
Another company called me.
啊，就是啊。就是打了，就是啊，后来呢，就过了很长的时间呢，他就给我 set up 一个 interview 了。
And then after
就是电话 interview.
A period of time, they requested a phone interview.
所以那一天呢，当那个这个 请我的那个经理啊，就是我跟他 interview 完以后，他说你等一等，我还有两个人要电话要跟你有一些 interview。
And the person who interviewed me asked me to wait for a while since they still have two other people to need to be interviewed.
啊，所以那天我就跟三个人呢，就是做了就是有 interview， 就是这个电话 interview 了。
So there are a total of three people. So I was interviewed by three people.
啊，所以过了不久了，又有另外一家公司啊，又找我了。
And then after that day, another company called me up.
啊，所以结果了就是啊，有两个公司啊，就是对我有兴趣，而且有一个公司已经给我 offer 了。
And then in the end, there were two companies were interested in hiring me, but and another. One of them have already given me an offer.
那这个公司要是后来我做决定的时候，我里面的带领，我还是觉得另外一个公司是在那个 downtown 啊，就是我就不需要开车到南边去，就是但是结果我觉得我应该就是到这个南边的那个公司去。
And after coming before the Lord, although the company that was more convenient in terms of traffic, commuting wise, it's easier, but in the end, the leading inside led me to the company down south.
啊，所以呢，我就到了这个公司。这个公司呢，我觉得很奇妙，就是我到的有些公司呢都是非常的戏剧化的，就是这个公司呢到后来也上报纸了，就是这个公司是 autonomy。如果弟兄姊妹你知道，在这个 high tech field 里面，就是你知道这个 autonomy 这个公司就是被 HP 买了，结果呢那 HP 发现了，他花了110多亿的去买这个公司，结果他发现这个公司。
This company is autonomy, and it was basically acquired by HP, and they use how much?
$11 billion
to purchase this company. But later on, they realized the actual value of this company is just half of it.
所以我知道这个公司是已经被 HP 买了。
And I know that this company has been bought by HP.
然后我就问那个 hiring manager， 我说。如果你被 HP 买，你请我，那我就是很快就没有工作了。
So I told my hiring manager that if you hire me now and after it's actually acquired, then very quickly I might lose my job again.
他说：“哎，不要怕，这个公司是 HP 的附属公司，那我这个公司还是独立经营的。”
So when my hiring manager told me that this company will be a subsidiary of HP and it will still be operating on its own.
我记得我是，所以他讲了这句话了。当然我觉得人讲话都是不算数的，但是我里面觉得我应该到那个公司去，我就不当他一回事了。
Although that I think that he might be just saying this because I know that man's words are not reliable, but because my leading from within tells me to go, so I went off.
我是六月四号上班。
And I began this job in June 4th.
去年六月四号。
Last year, June 4th.
六月一号，就是有一个很大，有一个新闻，就是 HP 把那个 autonomy就是所有的 top executive 把他 fire 掉。
And then on June 1st was a news report that talked about HP removing all the executives in that company.
所以呢，就是这个 hiring manager 讲话就是不对的，就是说我一进这个公司呢，就这个不是一个 HP 的附属公司，就是被 HP 完全吞掉了。
So you can see that.Well, the words of the hiring manager was not reliable because you see that HP still had the right to remove or fire the employees there.
所以我到了 HP 到了这个 autonomy 以后了，我就觉得主把我带到这里，那我就知道他有他的他可能要我学一些功课嘛。
So I thought, since the Lord is the Lord that leads me there, I believe the Lord had some lessons for me to learn here.
所以我想我们知道就是主是非常的信实。我现在我一年零三个月我还在这里。
But we can see that the Lord is very faithful that a year and 3 months have passed, but yet I'm still working there.
这个公司啊是非常舒服的。我没有做就是我做那么多的公司没有像这个公司那么舒服的。
And it's actually very comfortable to work in this company of all the companies that I've worked for. This is the most comfortable one.
因为这个公司因为这个从前那个 autonomy 这个大老板啊他是最喜欢就是去租一些很贵的那个 office.
Because the big boss of the previous company, the autonomy, before it was acquired by HP, they love to rent very expensive offices.
所以这个 office 在 Palo Alto 一个非常贵的一个地方啊，就是所以我在里面这你看这个都是这个下来街是一个非常好的。都是非常好的。然后礼拜一、礼拜三、礼拜五，这公司都有这个有 free breakfast 水果啊 lunch 都很好的。
So previously the office that was rented it was at the high one of the most expensive place in Palo Alto, and for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday they would offer you fruits and breakfast.
但是呢，你知道吗？如果呢？你在一个公司里面做事情，如果你没有事情做，你心里是非常的会很担心的。
But normally speaking, you know that if you're working in a company and you don't have anything to do, actually within your heart you should have this fear.
从前呢，做事的，如果呢，老板说有这些事情做，很多人呢都是你来做好了。
And normally speaking, if there's a lot of
以前
previously, if there's a lot of work in the company, they would ask you, why don't you go ahead and do it?
就是没有人愿意做，但是现在呢，只要有事情啊，现在的就是有的新的工作，很多人就要抓来做。如果你越抓得多，你就越保险，你就越有 security。
So previously, if there's work, but that nobody wants to do that work. But now, if there's new work, everybody would try to grasp that project to do.
所以呢，如果没有事情做的话了，你没有事情做的话了，你就里面是非常的慌，非常的担心了。
So if you don't have anything to do, you would worry inside.
当然，我也不是说没有事情做，有事情，但是很轻松的。所以你就是觉得这个什么这个现在这个环境还有那么轻松的工作。
But yet for me, I was very surprised because, in this working environment nowadays, there's actually still, a place where you could work, but you could work kind of leisurely.
结果真是没有错了，过了不久了，这个我那个 support 那个 office 它要关掉了，关门了。
And then later on, the support office that I was working in needs to be closed down.
如果这个 office 关门了，你是唯一的一个 IT support, 那这个门关了，那你就要上路了，你就要找工作了。
And if this office is to be closed down and you're the only one IT there, then it's the end for you.
但是很奇妙，就是当这个 office 要 close 要关了。
But very miraculously, just as this office is supposed to be closed down.
另外有一个 office 在 San Jose.
And then there is this other office in San Jose.
这个那个 San Jose 的有一个同事他就是。转到另外一个 group 去了，所以我现在呢就是在 San Jose 那边做了。
And there was another employee there that was transferred to another office, so now I'm able to work in the San Jose office.
那我想呢，我讲那么多的事情，就是为了什么了
？And what's the reason for me to mention all these?
我们昨天呢，我们是交通到安息这个功课。
yesterday we were sharing upon the matter or the topic of rest.
我们昨天读到那个马太福音十一章。
And when we are reading Matthew chapter 11,
就是十一章二十八节，烦劳苦但重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
Verse 28-30, Come to me, all ye who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn from me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
很多时候了，我们很希望我们能够安息。
Many times we may have this wish to rest.
我们特别喜欢十一节的那个就是对不起，二十八节的就是我们来到主的面前，我们就能够得安息了。
And we know that in verse 28, come to me, come to the Lord, and ye who are laboring heavy burden, and he will give us rest.
因为我们的确在这个世界上，在我们的生活的压力里面，我们的确。我们背了很多的重担。
Because from our daily living pressure, it had really burdened us.
我们感谢主，这个主是主的应许。
And we truly thank the Lord for this is the promise of the Lord.
你只要来
，All you need to do is come.
我就要使你得安息。
And He will give us rest.
但是很多时候我们只停留在二十八节那边。
But yet, very unfortunately, many times we just stopped in verse 28.
但是呢。我们读下去，我们发现了二十九节这里说到：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安息。”
Now, take note in verse 29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your souls."
有很多时候。我们知道我们来到主的面前，我们要享受神的应许。
We need to come before the Lord in order for us to enjoy that rest.
但是这里神给我们一个吩咐。
But yet there is another step here, another command of the Lord.
如果你这个安息神已经做成了，但是你要实际上你能够享用到这个安息了，你必须要做一件事情。
God had already fulfilled that rest. But yet there's this one more step which we need to take in order for us to partake of that rest.
如果你读英文的就是 take my yoke upon you and learn from me. 所以是很清楚的就是你负我的轭学我的样式。
Here it says take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这个是什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
我们知道这个就是父主的轭就是与主走这条十字架的道路，就是你把自己你放下来，你愿意与主一同来走这条十字架的道路，你愿意跟上去。
Take that yoke means to lay down ourselves and take up the cross and follow him to walk this path of the cross with the Lord.
就是你愿意你的意志愿意来拣选主，我愿意把我放在你的手里，我愿意跟着你来走这条十字架的道路。
That we have this willingness to follow the Lord in this way of the cross.
很多时候我们不愿意跟上去，以至于我们没有办法实际上来享用这个安息。
Many times it's because we don't have.That willingness to follow onward. So therefore, it says here that we cannot find rest to our souls.
弟兄姊妹，我可以告诉你，就是在我过去的这些的工作的经历的里面就是主的这个带领里面，好像觉得我们是很难的，就是觉得。因为现在的，如果你知道现在在工作里面，你的同事 彼此都不信任的，因为他们都很怕被 lay off。
Especially in my previous work experience, when all your coworkers are afraid that they would be laid off.
所以他们呢，不愿意教你东西的。
And then your coworkers are not willing, perhaps, to teach you anything.
因为呢，如果呢，这个东西只有他会的话了，他就有 job security。
Because they know that if this is the thing that they know, then they would have job security.
如果呢，你觉得你没有事情做，那你就你那个情形呢？一般的人他里面是非常的慌的。
And normally speaking, if you find that you don't have anything to do, then you would begin to worry.
但是感谢主，他的恶，如果我们愿意跟上去的话。我们里面呢，我们就慢慢我们信得过神的。
We thank the Lord if we do desire to bear that yoke, then we find that we can follow. We decide to follow onward.
因为在我们过去的经历里面，他的恩典，他的怜悯啊，就是伴随着我们，叫我们如何来经过这些的难处，经过这些的那个波涛。波涛汹涌的那些的环境。
Because how the saints have walked in the past, how they have gone through the difficult moments and their journey, we see that the Lord is indeed faithful.
你真的可以，你慢慢，你真的知道他的轭的确是容易。
And we will find that indeed his yoke is easy and his burden is light.
有很多时候不是说我们能够走上去。
Many times we find that it's not us who can follow onward.
但是有时候主就是把我们带上去。
But yet we find that it's the Lord Himself carrying us through.
他把我们带上去。
He was carrying us through.
只是我们有一点点的，我们信得过他，他就把我们带上去。
All we have is that little faith, then He will carry us through.
当我们回头一看的时候，我们就越来越觉得，哎呀，他的恶是容易的。他的担子是轻省的。
And as we turn back our head and look upon how we have journeyed through, we find that it is his yoke is indeed easy and his burden is light.
是为什么在环境里面呢？在人没有办法想安息的环境里面，我们神的儿女们仍然能够享用这个安息了，就是这个就是一个秘诀了。
And there's at times when no one else can enjoy or partake rest in the difficult situations, but yet children of God can do, able to be, to enjoy God's rest.
我们实在要把我们的心抛锚在他的身上，他是可信的。
May we indeed cast all of ourselves upon him, for he is faithful.
属灵的事情不是个道理，是真的，是真实的。
Spiritual principles is not just spiritual matters are just not principle or doctrines, but it's very practical.
要我们跟着他走，我们就愿意跟上去。
God desire to have us follow him, and all we have to do is just go on.
因为我们知道这个恶是一头母牛跟一个小牛，所以你看到主就是那条。母的牛，它是带着我们走，所以你不要怕。
For we know that this yoke is borne by a mother ox and its child, so we do not need to be afraid.